Kids, never underestimate the power of destiny. Because when you least expect it, the littlest thing can cause a ripple effect that changes your life. Take, for instance, my trip to Chicago.
Oh, that security guard was a little bit handsy.
That's funny. She barely touched me. Gate 23. Come on. If we miss this flight, I will never forgive myself.
Why was this flight so important? Let's back up a few months to the fall of 2006. I had just sold my first building design and become the youngest project manager in my firm's history. Suddenly, I was being headhunted. One firm was even considering me to run their entire New York office. They were flying me in for a final interview at their corporate headquarters in Chicago. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. It was my destiny. There was just one problem.
Hi. Wait, two more.
Sorry, you're too late. I already shut the doors.
Well, sure, if we pull real hard, we can open them.
I wish it worked like that, but see, once I close those doors, that's it. Nobody else is allowed down that jetway. Except for that guy.
Please, if I miss this flight, I'll miss the chance to interview for my dream job.
I'm sorry, sir.
His dream job. Didn't you ever have a dream job? Something from when you were a little girl that was all you wanted to do. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm sure you didn't go to bed at night dreaming about being a... this is a cool job.
Please, I have to be on this flight.
I'll see what I can do, but it doesn't look good.
Your uniforms are pretty.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Okay. They haven't armed the doors yet, so you still have a chance. It's up to the captain now, and they're calling us back.
Great. Please let us know as soon as you hear anything.
Sure. And for the future, we recommend you arrive at the airport an hour and a half before your flight, not, you know, 1 minute after.
Normally, I'm incredibly responsible. I just had to go to court this morning and get sentenced. Not that I'm a criminal or anything.
Yeah, he just jumped a subway turnstile.
You seem to have a lot of problems with the rules of travel. Hello. Oh, that is great news. It's my mom. She found her missing earring. Have a seat. I'll call you when I hear something.
Where was it?
That thing better have call waiting.
Could you just call the firm and explain what happened?
It's down to three people, and I know they need to make their decision today. I sort of feel like my not showing up might put me at a disadvantage. I'm so stupid. Why did I have to jump that turnstile?
Hey, don't be so hard on yourself. And isn't this whole thing really Barney's fault?
She had a point. It was kind of Barney's fault. Let's back up a few months.
Oh, Marshall, how's the broken toe?
Oh, man, it kills.
You want some aspirin, baby?
You know I don't believe in painkillers.
He downs a shot.
Wow, your first broken bone. Kind of kills your whole unbreakable theory.
Marshall used to think he was indestructible.
Well, it added up. I've never broken anything. I've never been sick. And when I need to, I can summon incredible strength. Ted, tell the story of the really heavy door.
There was a really heavy door. He opened it.
On one pull.
Well, you must be really bummed you're not going to be able to run tomorrow.
Yeah, it sucks. All that work I put in training for the marathon was a total waste.
Training for a marathon?
What?
You don't train for a marathon, you just run it.
You're kidding, right?
Not at all. I could run a marathon anytime I wanted to.
So, like, tomorrow. You think you could wake up, roll out of bed, and just run the New York City Marathon?
Absolutely.
Barney, we're talking about 42 kilometers.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here. Barney, it's like 26 miles.
Here's how you run a marathon. Step one, you start running. There is no step two.
Okay, you know what? Prove it. Take my number and run in my place. I will bet you $50 you don't even finish the race.
$50? Gee, Grandpa, if I win, maybe I can buy myself an ice cream cone.
Make it 10,000.
If you have a gambling problem, you'll bet me 50.
Fine, then no bet. Okay, 50.
The next morning, as the marathon began, we were focused on Marshall's computer.
Each runner gets a tracking chip so you can follow them online, see when they pass certain checkpoints. Barney's got mine in his shoe.
Oh, he's starting.
This ought to be good.
On a map, a red line crosses a bridge from Staten Island.
Wow. He's already passing the second checkpoint?
This tracking thing is amazing. When we get married, you're getting one of these.
On the map, Barney approaches Greenpoint.
Wow, look at his time. It's pretty impressive.
He's got to be cheating, okay? He knew we'd check.
Yeah, he'll do anything to win a bet. Remember that time he bet me that men at work sang Hungry Like the Wolf? And when he found out that they didn't, he tried to hire them to?
Well, it looks like Barney should be coming over the Queensboro Bridge and up First Avenue within the next hour or so, but there is no way that that's really him.
It's really him.
He winks at Marshall, then a female jogger grabs Lily's bottle of water.
Hey, that's mine! Yeah, you better run.
What up, non-finishers?
Wow. Very impressive, Barney.
Right? Wow. Yeah, my time would have been like a half an hour better, but I met this total hottie on mile 7. We took a quick detour and had our own mini marathon behind a Nathan's. I won.
I'm not sure anyone in that story is a winner.
So where's my 50 bucks?
All right. I've got to admit, you earned this.
Huh. Can't believe they haven't made a coin for this yet. Anyway, I'm heading home. Might go hit the gym.
Oh, hey, just so you know, all marathon runners get to use the subway for free today.
Wow, you know, I really should check out this subway. Heard so much about it. Wow, look at me, slumming it. Maybe I'll make a weekend out of it, and I'll call my bridge and tunnel girl tonight.
You're dating a girl from New Jersey?
No.
So Barney did it. He actually finished the marathon. But a little while later, I got an interesting phone call.
Hello?
Ted, it's Barney. Listen to me. I need you to come and pick me up on the subway.
What? What are you talking about?
I was sitting here, totally minding my own business.
2 hours ago, two attractive girls catch Barney's eye.
Finisher. Yeah, you know what I mean.
86 straight.
Barney falls when he gets up to go. Without any strength in his legs, he hoists himself back onto the seat using a central pole. Then, as the doors start to close, he looks around in panic and tries to stretch up.
My legs don't work. I've already ridden the subway twice, end to end. I've seen where it turns around. Ted, you don't ever want to see where the subway turns around.
Barney's legs won't work. He's riding the subway from end to end because he physically can't get off the train.
Best 50 bucks I ever spent.
Listen to me, Ted. I'm gonna lose you any second. I'm on the fourth car of the 6th train heading south from Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx. Meet me at the 86th Street station in like half an hour.
All right. I'll be right there. Stay where you are.
Ted! Ted!
A heavily pregnant woman walks onto the crowded train. Then a little old lady using a stick and a boy on crutches. They all stand by Barney, who looks up at them anxiously.
Oh, come on. You're not even going to give up your seat for him?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Douche!
Humiliated, Barney rubs his face. 25 minutes later, Ted arrives at a station just as Barney's train stops there.
Barney? Ted?
Ted hurdles a turnstile.
Hey!
Then a policeman floors him.
No! See, if Barney never tried to run the marathon, you never would have jumped that turnstile. You wouldn't have had that court date today, and we would have made this flight.
You're right. Everything can be traced back to him. That rash we all got at Christmas. All right, I have to see what's going on.
So I was able to get you two seats.
Really? That's great.
No, not you. I'm talking to my mom about Blue Man Group. Mom, can I call you back?
Okay, what about our flight? Can we get on?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for... Huh. Looks like your flight left already.
What? No. I have to be in Chicago today.
Well, he never even called you back?
Well, it's typical pilot. They don't call you back at work, and they don't call you back after you spend two nights with them at a Radisson in Orlando.
It turned out there was one other flight that would just barely get me to Chicago on time for my job interview. But it was all the way on the other side of the airport.
What was the name of the airline again?
I think it was something like Flights R Us.
They are backwards?
God, I hope not.
Jeez.
Stupid smart carts. More like dumb carts.
You missed this flight. It's all Barney's fault.
You know, Barney never would have run the marathon in the first place. Marshall hadn't broken his toe.
I guess so. Wait, you think this is my fault?
For Marshall, the initial idea to run the marathon came way back in April.
Pants are starting to feel a little tight.
Oh, that's okay. I love that cute little belly.
Lily resumes cleaning her teeth.
I cannot allow this.
What?
I'm gonna run the New York City Marathon.
Marshall jogs along a New York street, then up and down the steps outside the apartment.
It is important to load up on carbohydrates 2 to 4 hours before a big run. Try a breakfast of a bagel, a banana, oatmeal, strawberries, and some orange juice. Here you go, Marshmallow, just like the book said.
Yeah. Well, from now on, I'm eating all my breakfast runner style. Liquids are digested faster. That way, no energy is wasted. And it's all about the run.
He throws everything into the blender, then knocks the lumpy mixture back, while Lily watches in disgust. Replacing the jug on its base, he kisses her, then jogs into the living room. There, he steers away from the door, diverting to the bathroom. Lily's reading to him on the sofa.
Don't forget to give yourself plenty of positive reinforcement.
This is going to be your best run yet. You're going to accomplish all of your goals.
You are a robot sent from the future to win the marathon.
You are Marshall. You are Marshall. You are Marshall! Yeah!
Psyched up, he runs out of the flat.
Chafing or blisters can occur in a number of areas, including the feet, armpits, or even the nipples. Try using some petroleum jelly on the affected areas.
He returns from another run, his t-shirt soaked with sweat, then cups his pecs as he jogs into the bathroom. He grabs a tub of petroleum jelly and sits on the toilet. Then he removes his shoes and socks and massages the ointment into his feet. Next, he takes off his t-shirt and rubs jelly into both nipples while standing and looking in the mirror.
Dude, you are a terrific runner. Tomorrow, you're gonna run and finish the New York City Marathon. You're the best. You look good. Nobody does it better than you.
Marshall? Oh, my God.
So, yes, it was your fault. I mean, if you don't show up at the apartment in the middle of the day, Marshall doesn't break his toe, Barney doesn't run in his place, I don't jump the turnstile and get a court date, and we make our flight in plenty of time.
He trips.
And I don't fall down and bite my tongue at the airport.
Hey, it really wasn't my fault. I wouldn't have walked in on Marshall if it weren't for Lily. Hey, think about it. Hey, what's going on?
Looks like they're camping out for something.
Yeah, but for what?
I don't know. Usually there's a stormtrooper or Klingon in line to give you some indication. Hmm. Annual wedding dress blowout. Designer sample dresses up to 90% off. Wow. Doors open tomorrow, 8 a.m.
Oh, my God. Can you believe what some nutbags will do to save a few bucks? We have to camp out.
Are you serious?
You don't understand. This is an amazing sale. I've heard about it before, but I never knew where it was. We'll all have a wedding dress camp out. It'll be fun.
I can't go. I've got this thing.
What thing?
Penis.
This is the place. Oh, wow. Ashley Mishka, Melissa Sweet, Vera Wang. Oh, Robin, do you have any idea what you guys stumbled onto here? You said Wang. Oh, this reminds me of the ticket line to Lilith Fair, 1998. Only fewer mullets. And hey, you should feel good. You're only like the 10th craziest ride in New York.
They set up picnic chairs.
Oh, this is comfy. I might actually be able to sleep. That's kind of annoying. Well, I'm sure somebody will be out here to turn it off any minute.
5 hours later, Lily's staring at the flashing rear lights of the car making the noise.
I don't think I can take this. Every time it turns off, I think, oh, maybe it won't turn on again. But then it does. Why does it, Robin? Why does it keep turning on?
Okay, it's gonna be okay, sweetie. Why don't we make a game out of this, okay? Why don't we sing along? Oh, 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 oh.
Three hours later, it's daytime.
If we get through this, I swear I'm gonna live my life differently.
I just want to tell my parents I love them one more time.
Morning, ladies.
It's him! It's the car guy!
Get him!
Carrying a briefcase, a suited man ducks into his car as the women pelt him with rubbish.
The next morning, Robin was too tired to go all the way back to Brooklyn. So while I was at work, she went to crash at my apartment for a couple hours. And that's when...
Nobody does it better than me.
Marshall? Oh, my God.
So if Lily hadn't dragged me down to the wedding dress store, we would have made the first flight.
Oh, thank God. The doors are still open. We made it. Hi. Please. We really need to get on this flight.
Oh, my God. You're that reporter from Metro News One.
Yes, yes, I am. I can't believe you recognized me.
You did that story on the giant pizzas, huh?
Yeah.
One seats. Moment, sir. Those pizzas real. Come on.
Robin. One second, Ted. You know, a lot of people ask me that. The truth is, the pizzas were real. Calzones. Trick photography.
I knew it.
God, it is so nice to meet a fan. And I would be a fan of your work if you could get us two seats on that next flight.
Well, the flight attendants are just finishing up their final seat count.
Let me see what I can find out. Would it help if I got on and gave an impassioned speech about my destiny?
I think it might hurt.
This is such a nightmare.
Okay, so we agree this goes back to Lily wanting to camp out for a wedding dress?
No. Wait, it goes back further. Remember why we were eating hot dogs on the east side?
Ted's doing a newspaper puzzle on the subway when he spots something on the floor between his feet and picks it up.
1939? This penny's from 1939. A 67-year-old penny. Do you realize this penny was minted during World War II?
So was my grandfather, but that doesn't make him interesting.
Look. I know a little something about coins, and this baby is worth something to a collector.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You know what? I'm gonna take you out to dinner with the money I get for this little guy.
And that's exactly what I did.
You're lucky there's still a place that serves anything for $1.50.
Hey, that's 150 times its original value. Actually, the meal was only $1.49. 1984.
Hey, in 50 years, we can get dinner again.
How dare you?
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. Looks like they're camping out for something.
Yeah, but for what?
It was me. I started this. If I hadn't picked up that penny, we wouldn't have gone to get hot dogs all the way across town.
We wouldn't have seen that wedding dress store. Lily wouldn't have wanted to camp out there. And I wouldn't have needed a nap at your apartment the next day.
Marshall wouldn't have broken his toe. Barney wouldn't have run the marathon. I wouldn't have jumped that turnstile, gotten arrested, had that court date.
And we would have made our flight. I don't think we can go back any further than that unless you know who dropped the penny.
I wish I did. Though that person's already been punished enough losing a sweet penny like that. Sir. Oh, please tell me you have some good news.
I'm afraid not. There are no extra seats on the plane. I'm sorry.
All right, well, thanks for trying.
Can't believe this. That's it. It's over.
Ted, come on. Your destiny just wasn't to make it to Chicago today. Anyway, if that firm really wants you, they'll reschedule.
But that's not what happened. They didn't reschedule. They hired someone else. And as it turned out, 3 months later, that guy ended up having to relocate to Chicago. Kids, funny thing about destiny. I thought I was destined to get that job, but I was wrong. My destiny was to stay in New York. Because if I hadn't, I never would have met your mother.
Barney's still sitting on the subway train. Three guys stand around him, Then he hands his marathon medal over to one of them. After a few moments, they walk away, and he bows his head defeatedly.